Cannon through the bathroom window.
Talking plumbing here at Rosie on the House with Jason Watson of Intelligent Design, Air Conditioning and Plumbing from Tucson, who drove up today to join us for this conversation because it is a topic that Romy or I generally can't cover very well. Let's get to a couple calls real quick, and then I want to wrap up our conversation about water heaters. I've been saying we would do that all hour, but the lines have been lit so much that we've just been taking calls. Kurt in Scottsdale, welcome to Rosie on the House. Thanks for calling. How can we help?
Yeah, Rosie, I've got a gas water heater that's in the house, but I get a lot of heat from that room, so I'd like to move the heater out into the, possibly on the back wall of the back house, or, but I have copper plumbing, and I want to know if using PEX or stick with copper.
Okay. Jason, I have my opinion. You're a plumber. I trust your opinion. PEX or copper?
When it is not a challenge to run copper, especially if you can run hard copper, not soft copper. If the access, the path to get the water lines over to the other area require PEX, it's not a bad alternative at all. We use PEX all the time.
I can pull every certified plumber I have in Rosie on the House. I can put them all in one room, and I can ask, how many of you guys prefer copper? One half of the room will raise their hand. How many of you prefer PEX? One half of the hands will go. It's a 50-50 divide, whether they prefer. But your answer now will become our standard answer. When it is possible to run in copper, run it in copper.
Absolutely. Copper can hold higher pressures and higher heats.
All right. Let's go to Don in Tucson real quick. Don, good morning. Welcome to Rosie on the House. Let me introduce you to Jason.
Morning, Don.
All right. We'll give him a second to get to his phone and come right back to him. Let's see if Chad and Mesa is ready. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning. I have about a 15-year-old house, and the master bathroom shower only runs cold water until I turn the bathtub on about 10%. And once I do the bathtub about 10% on cold water, the water in the shower gets as hot as the water heater makes it. And I haven't figured out how to fix that.
What brand of shower do you have, or the shower valve?
I couldn't tell you. We bought the house about 9 months ago.
There is, inside that shower valve, there is something going on that requires a relief of water down below. Your pressure's building up too high and not letting something activate. And without knowing what type of valve that was, I couldn't even begin to help you.
Is that easy enough to take with a picture, send it to us, or is it going to take a little bit more investigation than
Oftentimes
that?
Oftentimes you have to pull the cover plate off and look inside, because let's say it was a Growy. Which brand of Growy is it?
How many do they make?
What?
Is that like the Granger catalog? It never ends?
I've run out of fingers.
Yeah. Chad, I tell you what I would recommend you do. Find the nearest, if there's something you want to try and tackle yourself, find the nearest San plumbing supply. Take a picture of the faucet and the valve. And let them take a look at it and see if they can't diagnose it for you and give you the replacement parts or pieces. And hopefully you could just rebuild that thing without having to replace the whole thing.
And it's not San plumbing supply anymore. Do you know Jason?
Well, I still call it San.
It's Van Markey. So if you're driving around looking for San, they don't exist anymore.
Good catch, Romy. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, I recently had to upgrade our kitchen sink. We had the faucet, and if I tore the faucet out, it was a cheap old sink, so I chunked that out, and it was a hands-on learning experience.
Well, I've always said if you want to be crazy enough to do plumbing yourself, go to San Plumbing Supply, because then when you get there, you're talking to a plumber behind the counter, and you're probably going to reduce the number of trips you're going to take by half. We don't have time to take Don. Don, we're going to answer your question. Don't hang up. We're going to run up to the top of the hour here and be out of time, but you will get an answer to your question. He wants to talk about under-sink instant water heaters in Tucson. You have a 30-second answer for him?
30-second answer. Unless you're going to use it all the time, do not put it in. they heat that water so hot that it can create a foul odor coming from there, which will then make your tea or your oatmeal or whatever you're going to be using that water for, it will make it taste very unpleasant.
It's like you used toilet water for your teapot.
We just can't get away from toilets today.
One more quick question. Text on water heaters from a gentleman in Oro Valley. Wants to know how often should the water heater be drained?
Once a year. Very simple answer. Once a year.
I have one caveat to that. Unless you haven't drained it in 7 or 8 years.
Absolutely. To make sure you have a certified plumber out there watching you do it, yeah. So we can fix it when it's broke.
Yeah, because a lot of times all the sediment in the bottom of your tank is what's keeping it from leaking.
The rest of that question was there any way to keep it from building up short of putting in a water softener? The calcium in the bottom.
In the under sink water heater?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm multitasking.
What are we talking about?
The water heaters. One of the calls up on the screen was, how do you keep that sediment from building up short of putting in a water softener?
Well, you'll have to water treat it somehow or some way. Arizona water. Think about it, especially in Tucson. Y'all are at the very end of the CAP. The water's been evaporating out of the CAP canal and its entire 300-mile journey down to you guys. You mix it with groundwater that's less than desirable. Deliver it through a chlorine treatment municipal treatment plant, and you've got hard water in Tucson. That's a known fact.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.